Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Private Parts, the podcast where nothing is off limits. Roxy, you like that?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, still here with Roxy Nafusi. Rox, okay, I want to ask you a big question now. Manifest your book. By the way, okay, I wrote a book. Don't want to talk about this. I don't even want to talk about it.
You need to read it.
Don't read it.
Have you read it?
It is powerful.
I don't want to talk about it.
We had Richard Osman on the podcast who read some excerpts and just tore it and you on it. It was so funny.
Did you write it?
Fuck you guys. Listen, I was busy.
Just questioning. It's a defensive. Fucking out touchy.
Jesus. All right. Whatever. Okay. I want to get into this. The thing with your book, right? And I want to hear the whole story behind it.
Okay.
Firstly, a 10 out of 10 branding, 10
Thank
out
you.
Of 10 name.
Thank you.
And from what my experience of writing books, like I'm an author.
What's the name?
Manifest. 7 steps
Manifest.
To living your best life.
But it's what is so incredible, and the listeners know this, is it's the orange, bright, beautiful color of it. The title is there straight up. From my experience of working with publishers, they try and go you in one direction. And I'm assuming, but I don't know, is that they probably wouldn't have wanted you to have that title, that color, things like that. How did that happen?
Okay. So I'll tell you a bit. Okay, I'll tell you about this.
I want the full story.
Isn't orange supposed to be a color that's like connected to manifestation or something like
abundance
that?
Abundance and energy and creativity.
You're supposed to picture like a big bright orange.
And before you say the story, it's so clear. Bella Hadid freaking got it in her handbag, got it in her hand.
She was my number one girl that I wanted to have
it. You manifested
this? I absolutely did. And when I saw it, I actually lost my mind. Bella fucking Hadid was
Bella Hadid is
it's become
holding
a fashion
it.
Accessory.
Yeah, which
I can't.
But the greatest thing is you notice it because of the color.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So tell your story. I want to hear this.
Okay, so when I decided, obviously I wanted to manifest the book deal, and I talk about how I manifested the book deal at the end of the book, but I didn't have an agent or anything. I was my own lawyer or an agent, and you know, and Penguin actually gave me the initial offer. I'd never told anyone this, but I only, my editor called me. He was like, we'd like to offer you X amount. Obviously I would have taken it. And I went, I would like double.
Did you say that?
Yeah, she called me back 2 hours later. She was like, we're pleased to accept your offer. I was like, yes!
So ballsy, I love it.
So ballsy.
Sorry? That's what you said?
Yeah, I was like, I want double.
Wow.
Because I had sent, in my initial email as well, I was like, I'm going to write the best-selling book. Anyway, writing the book was...
Did you need the money at the time?
No.
You didn't need the money, so it wasn't...
At this point in my career, I'd been working so hard. I'd really built it up. So, no, it wasn't about the money. It was just...
No, of course it wasn't, but it's more the fact that what's so interesting about it is that you had the balls.
I had the balls.
The balls to not accept.
I can't believe I did.
Yeah, but that's insane.
I absolutely would have taken it.
Yeah.
I don't think she knows
this.
Don't
tell them that.
I don't know. So I was really... So the whole process, I felt very... I'm always very clear in my vision. And what I want. And branding to me is really important. And so first it was coming up with the name and they were saying, oh, you know, what about the manifesto? Or they gave me a few other names. And I was like, keep it simple, manifest. Like, this will be the manifest book if we just like say it as it is. And then I had 7 steps living your best life because it is a 7-step guide. And I read somewhere that when you put something as steps, people are more likely to buy it. So if you, or if you have it's a timeline,
digestible, they can kind of break it down.
Exactly. Or if it's like 28 days to a healthier life, people love that stuff. So I kind of had that in my head.
Yeah. Simplifies it for the individual.
Yeah. So knew I wanted it to be really simple. I knew the cover was going to be kind of really straightforward. Then they sent me, and then I was just at the end of writing it. And I was so tired at this point. I only had 8 weeks to write it, which was just insane. And
Eight weeks?
Oh, it's
how long did it take, how long did it take you, Jay?
how many
sessions with the writer?
I read it with him, dude.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I read what he wrote.
Yeah, I sat with him. And
I don't think you did read what he wrote. Yeah. I wouldn't have put that out if I were you.
It's great. Do you know, I got a message saying they loved it.
No, I'm joking. It's really good.
You've read it.
I've read it.
How many words do you have to write?
Like 40,000.
Wow. Okay.
So anyway, I was at the end. I was kind of tired. And then they were like, we've got some cover ideas for you. I immediately was like, fuck.
Were you a writer before? Like, had you written stuff?
So I've always loved writing articles and I'd been writing quite a lot for Poosh and...
Yeah. Kourtney Kardashian's website.
Yeah. And which, by the way, people are always like, how did you write for Poosh? I'm like, oh, I just found the content. Chief content officer and just DM'd her.
Yeah, but that's it. That's it. You've got to ask these things 100%.
So I'd been writing loads of articles. So in my head, I was like, a book, easy. This is how I calculated it. I was like, yeah, an article takes me about an hour. It's 1,000 words. All right, 40 hours, easy.
Are you serious?
But it was not like
that.
Doesn't
work like that.
When I started writing, I just thought, I have not got a clue. And it was honestly like, yeah, beyond the hardest thing I've ever, ever done. And also because I read a lot, so I was really judging myself against self-development books that I've enjoyed and actually just thought it was a pile of shit until about 3 weeks ago when everyone loved it.
Did you really? But that's that imposter syndrome kicking in.
Yeah, I couldn't read the book back because I was so convinced I'd written it terribly.
Wow.
When you've put yourself out there like that and it's out, like, it's so scary to like look back at something. You're like, oh my God, no shit.
Exactly.
But wait, so they sent you over...
So they sent me 3 cover options and I was like, immediately no. Like, immediately
what,
no.
What were they?
One of them had a key on the front, and which was meant to represent the key to your life. I was like, no.
Slightly I have rich. A lot of keys.
Yeah. It's like,
I got a key to this. Oh, I got a key.
And it was like really bad, like fonts and colors. And it was just really naff, like, and not to be rude, but it was. Mm-hmm. And so I'd hired a graphic designer to be on my team in January. And she's absolutely amazing, Amy. And I said, and she'd come up with some mood boards for me. And one of them was orange and there was another nude one. And I knew exactly how I wanted to look. So I said, look, create the cover for me and we'll send it over. So I created 2, a nude one and an orange one, sent it over. And they were like, we've spoken to the team and we're going to go for the nude one and we're not going for the orange. I was like, sorry. I was like, I'm not signing the contract.
God, you boss. This
yeah,
is insane.
I was just like, no way. I was like, you have to push for the orange. I was like, this will make it iconic. I was like, it will be something that people will want to Instagram. Content creators will love it. You can have it on your coffee table. And they just kept coming back with, I'm sorry, but our boss, you know, the big boss has said no. So I said to my editor, can you meet me in Waterstones in Covent Garden? We went to Waterstones and Covent Garden and I said, look at all the orange books. Look how much they stand out. And obviously, once I said that in her mind, of course, her subconscious was going to look for the orange books. But they do stand out. And
I've just noticed your orange.
I noticed that from the start.
Yeah. I did it last night.
Yeah, I noticed it from the start, branding it up.
Branding. And actually my editor was on board, but she just had to convince everybody else. Anyway, they finally approved it. And I think, I'm sure they'll agree, it was the best decision. And it really is so, look, and I don't mean to sound not humble, because truly I am so overwhelmed and grateful, even though I had, you know, I was like, what's the saying? Danny Big Balls?
Daddy, something like that.
What is that saying?
Daddy Big Balls?
I'm not sure where
Daddy,
you've seen that.
Wait, what's that saying?
What, Daddy Big Balls?
No, Danny.
Daddy Big Bollocks, no.
What's the saying, guys? Danny Big... Billy Big Balls.
Billy Big Bollocks.
No, yeah, not awesome. Danny Big
Balls. Daddy Big Balls.
Billy
Daddy,
Big Balls.
That's off some other movies, I think.
Billy Big Balls.
Billy Big Balls. Yeah. So, obviously, at the time, I thought I was Billy Big Balls, like calling the shots. However, I was also, you know, obviously, there was still doubt, and I truly did not expect it to go as big as it's got this quickly. I really did. I am extremely passionate about manifesting. I live and breathe what I teach. I want everybody to understand how powerful they are, and I wish to be able to help, you know, as many people as I can to come out of that dark place. Mm. But yeah, this is beyond my wildest dreams what's happening now. So I am, yeah. I'm genuinely enjoying every second of it.
And so you should. And so you should. Yeah, it's so interesting about the fact that we live in this like social media like life, right? Where everything is Instagram, everything is posted, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Advice I give to anyone, which you saying as well, is what if you're creating a product. We did this by accident with Candy Kittens. It was mm-hmm. our naivety. And is make something so people want to put it up on social, that they want to Instagram it, that 100%. They want to, do, because then they're doing the marketing for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is so true. And people don't realize that they actually, the reason why people go into supermarkets and they pick a product is because it looks good. If they don't know the product, it needs to look good.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you go into a bookshop and you see your orange manifest book, it's interesting. It stands out. It's delicious. It's warm, right? You want to be a part of that. And that's why you go and get it. It's so important to do those things. But it's the second piece of advice which you gave is don't take no for an answer.
100%.
Yeah, but I it's very hard for people to do that. So where do you get that from? How did you know to do that?
Because you have to back yourself. If I'm going to sell my own product, I need to be 100% behind it. They're not going to, like, I don't care how big the publishing house is, they're not going to sell my product for me. No one's going to work harder on myself than I am. So unless I'm 100% in love with my product, then there's just no point. There really is no point. And I think that you just have to, like, I know social media, you know, and I feel like I trusted that it was more important to stand up for myself and have a product that I knew would look cool, you know, than to just roll over.
Yeah, but that's so against you as an individual from what this is. Okay, so what we're hearing, same as me, I kind of think is that we're slightly insecure. We're insecure. We kind of go with what people want to do. Mm. And to say, nope, I don't want to do that, that's kind of against what you've been sort of conditioned yourself to do back in the day. Do you know what I mean? You kind of going, no, this is what I want to do.
Yeah, because I'm not that person anymore.
Yeah, amazing. There
because
we go.
I did so much inner work. I reprogrammed my mind. Mm. And I can truly say that I have never felt more confident in who I am. Like, it's fucking glorious.
Yes.
To like be able to just live life and not hate myself. I am grateful every day that I feel this way. Mm. It's so liberating.
Oh my God. So let's talk about so your top five for past hopefully four weeks pretty much you find out today. So your top it sold out how quickly this book?
So in 48 hours, there was not a single copy in the country. It was
that is wild.
Because first Amazon sold out and we were like, what? And I was like, that's weird. And then it was just like, and then I'd said it sold out. And then it was Waterstones, WH Smith, Book Depository, everything. And then nobody could get hold of it for a week. But I think partly what had happened was I was an author coming in with only 70,000 followers. Mm. And the other author, Dr. Julie, she's been at number one and I've been at number two. And I'm like, babe, give me a fucking week. I'm like, come on now.
Come on, give it to me.
But she had 3 million TikTok followers. Mm. And so the Amazon basically bought much more stock and they printed much more copies because they just had more belief that a bigger audience, and she's also great, by the way, but if you have a bigger audience, they believe in your book more and they order more. Whereas for me, they didn't trust the power of manifesting.
No.
They underestimated it.
I'm sure your socials helped, right? I think it's more than that.
Mm.
I mean, and I'm sure you do give yourself credit that, but it's, why were people buying it? Are people buying it?
It's definitely gone out of my hands now. It's not me doing it. It's actually everybody else. It's
word of mouth.
Yeah, it says word of mouth.
They've just made, like, I keep saying thank you to everyone. I'm like, honestly annoying myself. I'm like constantly giving fucking Oscar speeches on my Insta stories. I'm like, guys, just want to thank you.
Yeah, but honestly, to be, and Roxy, listen, you came from a real dark place, from a place where you never thought you can get out of, to where you are right now.
Yeah.
You can give yourself a break for this and actually go, do you know what? I've achieved this. And being proud of oneself is the greatest thing you can do.
Yeah.
We are never proud of ourselves. I say this all the time. We like everyone else's Instagram. We like all different things. We're jealous with this, with that. We never sit and go, do you know what? I've done this.
Never sit and like our own Instagram.
Never. We don't. I sometimes do to get this.
Interaction's not high enough.
Yeah, like that one. Set up a little fake account. Like it again.
I mean,
you need to like yourself and that's what you're doing.
Yeah. You know what? Like, I will say that I worked really, really, really fucking hard the last 2 years. I didn't really take a day off. I did sacrifice time with Wolf, often to work. And I put my heart and soul into this. So it wasn't sitting around and then this all miraculously happened. I didn't really work hard. And now I'm really enjoying the rewards.
So what's happening with that? Is it America? How's it doing over there?
Spoke to an American agency yesterday. I'm not 100% on them, so I'm going to speak to another one today and then choose. But it will be in America, and loads of countries have got it now. So it's cool, yeah.
This
sky's the limit, guys.
This is unbelievable.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And so, you know, we mentioned before about you said you do everything. Do you drink at the moment?
I drink occasionally. So I drink Aperol. So that's my drink. Mm-hmm. And I have, you know, two when I go out for dinner. But I never thought I would be in a place where I could have a drink. I thought, and not want to have a line of Coke and stay out to 6 a.m. So I'm really happy with the fact that I can moderate. But I think I also don't want that to be misleading, because I think when people have been through addiction, it's not easy to transition to that place, and you can actually fall into the trap of thinking you can moderate it and you can't.
Yeah.
But no, I am in a place now where I don't even think about
Can you manifest no hangover? Is that possible?
Alex is doing 100 days sober.
Are you? How are you finding it?
All right. Yeah, I think I'm still. I think I'm still
You're
in
not
it.
Even,
yeah.
Loving not it. Even happy yeah, about
yeah, yeah.
It. He's not happy about it.
So angry on the tube this morning, but swearing at people.
But I remember, Rox, you and I have had this great relationship over the years where we get in touch with each other, and I've been in touch with you and reached out to you when I need the support, and lots of different times, whether it's feeling this or feeling that. And I remember one of the times I said to you when you weren't drinking, you said, listen, once you get through that 6 month period after, I didn't drink for 6 months and I felt great. And I went, right, I'm going to do it. I've never done that. But Alex is in this 100 days thing, not for any reason. You just feel like, you know, maybe it's a time to give it a go, right?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have pushed the boundaries of, you know, what's good for yourself. So yeah. I thought, why not try and start this year off right?
Why do we do that to ourselves? Why do we
it's just very
take
easy.
Other side, like could, alcohol and things like that? Why are we not present with ourselves? Why do we try and escape the present a lot of the time?
Well, I think, I mean, it is escapism, but also you can't underestimate that things like drinking, cocaine, they do create like a chemical reaction in us that it's very hard. Like if you imagine the serotonin that you produce in that high, it's so unnatural that it makes life seem boring in comparison. And so what happens is when you give up all of that, you suddenly find like you have childlike pleasure again because your like resting state or isn't this like incredible high, but actually normal life. And then you find pleasure in like, I don't know, like
not having that hangover is like a high. You go, oh my God, like I appreciate the normal things again. Yeah. Like
that is so interesting. I listened to a podcast once with the chef Tom Kerridge, friend of our podcast. We did that episode together with Tom Kerridge.
We did.
He on a podcast, he stopped drinking. He lost something like 6 stone. Whoa. He said he missed the chaos. When he was drinking, he's like, I miss the chaos. Mm. But I think that's what a lot of people have, and you described it well. That chaos, endorphin, all the time. You see that as fun, and without that, life's not fun. But life is fun, and life is great.
You just need enough time away from it, I think,
It's breaking that tie to it. Yeah. But I think also from a societal perspective, like especially in Britain, we are so closely, like anywhere you go, it's like booze, booze, booze. Yeah. And if you don't drink, people are like, you're okay.
It's also glamorized. Like I watch Euphoria and it still gives me a little
I watched
like,
the first episode
I'm
of that.
Like, oh God, I want to get fucked.
yeah, it does do that, doesn't it?
I watched the first episode the other night and I was like, I want to get absolutely wasted.
Because, you know, you do watch
Zendaya, what are you up to? Yeah.
Is that you drunk pretending to call her?
Hello.
What is that?
Zendaya, what are you up to? Rox, I did, I saw again, your Instagram that you wrote down your things that you wanted to achieve.
Mm.
You, and maybe I'm wrong here, you wanted to find a guy, you wanted to have a baby, you wanted to get a Times bestseller. And I saw this thing, this is what you've written down. And what else have you, did you write, how long ago do you write those down and sort of say, this is what I want to
come
achieve?
Come on the podcast.
So I do private parts.
That was bold at the top.
There was, my vision boards are like insane. And actually, like how accurate, because I put this morning, for example, on my 2021 vision board, and 3 days before the end of the year, my this morning appearance got confirmed. And then this
year... You were
with
Alison Hammond, right?
Oh my God, it was amazing. And then this year I put Sunday Times bestseller. This was before we'd even started the book promotion. So I didn't really know, I wouldn't have known that it what would be, but within a week that happened. And then I put, I don't know if I should say this, but I put Jay Shetty's name down.
Really?
And
I know Jay.
And he started following me a week later. And I was like, really? Fuck off, yeah.
Oh my God.
He's done nothing. I've already messaged being like, can I talk about manifesting? He's not even seen it.
But. He will. Listen, he will. Jay, get in touch. She's wicked. That's such a weird message to send him.
But how?
That was the weirdest message ever. Sorry, Jay, let me do that again.
But how random that I put his name. So yeah. I do think there's, you know, you do put
you're a natural manifest now, like you said before about me. Yeah, you do it now. You're now in that trend of going, this is what I want to do.
Yeah, anything I say will happen, so do you, I feel.
Just to understand manifesting a little bit more, and obviously people can read it in your book, but... So writing things down, do you think, is that more powerful than saying it out loud, or is it a combination of everything? Like, how does it work?
I think it's a combination, but it's the first, having a vision board and writing it down is just, it gives you a place to have a really clear representation.
What you actually work out what you want.
Yeah, because you can sit down and be like, okay, I want this and this, and then be really specific. But I would say to everyone, write a vision board, cross it out, and then dream bigger and write it again. Like, that's how you do it.
Does it work to, like, getting rid of people? Like, that was to put, like, Jamie Lang just disappears. Does that work? Right. or just if he just shuts up for a bit.
Yeah, good one, buddy. There you go. You drunk? Yeah. Are you drunk now?
Just you wait.
You're drunk now.
Just you wait.
Rox, okay, if you had to say, and people obviously can go and get the book, and firstly, we do need to ask, where can we get the book?
So now it's back everywhere. Amazon, great. Tesco stock it.
Lovely.
Which is fab.
Yeah.
Waterstones, W.H. Smith.
And just your Instagram, right? We can go on to your Instagram. But Rox, so if you had to say to the listeners now that you... And I want them to get the book, but also to say, where can they start? What can they do? What can they sort of begin? So right now, they can stop listening to this podcast and they can go and do something to help them. What piece of advice would you say?
I would start, with trying to clarify what it is you actually want in your life. Like, how do you want it to look? You know, what relationships do you want present in your life? How much money do you want to earn? And also understand that you don't have to just manifest things, but you can manifest, and more importantly, you can manifest who you want to be. Do you want to be someone who is more confident in themselves, who's more content, fulfilled, satisfied? You can manifest a feeling. Just really getting that clarity on how you want your life to feel and what you want it to look like.
Just don't manifest Times bestseller. Stay off your...
Yeah, stay the fuck
that's my
away.
Patch. Yeah.
So, and what's next for you? So what is happening? So you tell me what... I hear that rumor has it Vogue is going to feature you. Is that right? Or something like that? What, man?
That was my vision. That's like,
that's amazing.
Yeah. That is like the top of the top. I was like buzzing. I was like,
how does that happen? Do you suddenly get an email saying, hi, this is Vogue?
Yeah, basically.
What?
It was really cool. Yeah. It was really cool. Next, I really want to do TV. I don't know if I should say this idea out there, but if any producers are listening, I really want to do like a spiritual makeover show. So you could go into people's lives and literally start with like Queer Eye-esque, but help them with everything.
Just with loads
from
of ayahuasca and just get them out.
No, from the like the basics, like routine and understanding manifesting and just empowering every aspect of your life.
I think that'd be epic.
That's a really good idea.
I'd want to come on that.
Because they used to do, you know, fashion makeovers, but now the world is changing. Self-development is where it's at. So I want to do a self-development makeover. So
we put it out there, Rox.
Put it out there. Come at me.
Are you quite a spiritual person, would you say?
I don't know. I guess so, yeah. I
mean, the stuff that you're talking about is kind of quite spiritual. Yeah. Like manifesting is a kind of spiritual thing, isn't it?
It's spiritual, but then it is, but then I think it's really important. I think there's something greater than us, like an energetic force that's greater than us. I think we can tap into energy.
Yeah.
And that is a huge part of manifesting, of course, is changing your vibration so that you attract that.
So you got that positive.
It's
like, if you like put out pluses if you're positive, right?
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
attracts more.
Exactly.
If you put out negatives, you just get more negatives
exactly.
coming back.
Exactly. But I think there's also something very scientific about it and very logical. So I try not to, it's a bit spiritual, but actually not as much as people think it is, because it is very practical.
When things go wrong in your life, do they frustrate you now? Or do you accept it?
No, for me, no, because step four of my step is overcome tests from the universe. And that's really understanding and having this full real trust that anything that's not going right is giving you a redirection, it's giving you something to learn from. You know, whenever something goes wrong, you have two choices. You either allow it to completely disempower you and send you right back to where you were, or it gives you a chance to build some incredible resilience, strength, and show the universe, you know, and the energetic force that you know you're worthy of more, and you move forwards.
Wow.
So yeah, now it's that's the beauty of this practice. It actually allows you to ride the waves of life with such greater ease and fluidity. And yeah, so now... Like if I was to, like if a rejection before would like floor me, I'd be so sad. Like it would trigger all my insecurities. But if someone rejects me now,
fine.
It's just, it's okay.
Just go and manifest their death. It's absolutely fine, yeah.
I think you need to read the book, honey.
Manifest their death.
Oh my God.
But I do. But
he
also,
really needs a drink.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm in a bad mood today. Yeah.
But also, we have to, manifesting. It's a way of life.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing. And I think the biggest misconception is, like we said at the beginning, is you just go, "I want this. It's going to happen now." You got to, it's a mantra.
Yeah, yeah.
All the time. Rox, one more question. Mm. You're happy now. I'm so happy for you. What do you think the key to happiness is?
Ooh, good question. I think it's taking responsibility for your thoughts, your perspectives, your life. There's always going to be stuff happening around us, but we have the power to choose the meaning we place on it. And to really be happy, we have to always make the decision to choose the perspective that empowers us the most. You've always got a choice, and recognizing the choice, you know, gives you the freedom to choose happy.
I love that. Roxy, we don't even need to do a last inspiration. That's unbelievable. Roxy, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, guys. That's been so fun.
Oh my God, go and get Roxy's book, Manifest. It's everywhere. It's beautiful. It's orange. It's incredible. Roxy, I adore you.
I love you.
Loved you forever. You're the greatest. Everybody, we're going to see you next week for another episode. Until then, have fun. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
You're yawning as we come out.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just in a deep, deep meditative state.
Isn't she great?
She's amazing. It's wicked. Her journey's super interesting.
I just love also when people come on the episode and they're honest.
And they like you.
No, they're just honest. You know, she teared up. She got emotional. And that is pretty powerful to come on a podcast and, you know, you're not trying to hide. Some people try and hide their emotions. She doesn't try and hide it.
I will never cry on this podcast.
Yeah, you will. I'll get you one day.
All right.
I'm going to get you one day.
Let's try it.
One day I'll get you emotional. One day I'll open up that little bolted little heart of yours.
Imagine if I just had a full on breakdown.
Lovely. We'd love it. Hey, go and get Roxy's book. I promise you it's incredible. It teaches you and shows you and makes you believe that manifesting is true. I truly believe it. I promise you. I manifested my sweet company. I'm not even joking. I did. Mm. I don't know. You breathe in and close your eyes.
Heard it so many times. And I just think marketing.
It's not marketing.
Jargon every time.
It's not marketing.
Okay.
It's not marketing. I swear.
Whatever it is, it's working. So I swear
to God, it's not marketing.
Mm. That sounds like a good marketing agency, actually.
Okay, guys, listen, get ready for our bonus episode on Wednesday. I'm going to talk about how I have 23 traffic fines that have been unpaid for 2 years.
You're going to go to prison.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
And I'm still not going to care at all.
No, I'm not going to go to prison. But 23, Freya's on the job at the moment.
Is she?
Yeah, she's phoning up.
Poor Freya.
Yeah. Oh, what is taxing? Does your motorbike really need an MOT? Who knows?
Freya, you're going to have to take the rap for me on this one. Yeah, sorry.
I would push it down there.
Too much a stake for me here.
Push it down there. Don't worry, on your way out, I'll really look after your family.
Honestly, I'll visit you at least once a year.
All right, enjoy the bonus episode. Have a great Friday, whatever you're doing, and a great weekend. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.